How's it going? As always, another RCS Live. It's Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering, joined today by the Jeff Ziegler, the man, the senior sales engineer as well. Jeff is the guy, by the way, that sets up like tons of radio clusters at NAB every single year. He just builds radio stations left and right. He is the man, and that's why he's joining us today to talk about upgrading from Next Gen to Zeta and talking about some of the great features that Zeta has to offer as well. How's it going, Jeff?
Going well. My pleasure to be on.
Awesome. So listen, we always do a little housekeeping, which of course is a RCS pun, first. So don't forget, we have all of our past videos on our archive. That's over at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Of course, you can check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, X, and all that good stuff, LinkedIn as well. If you're curious about a certain video or a topic, you can always reach out to myself or RCS support. We'll put you in touch with one of those great videos. And so, you know, great archive of tips and tricks and how-tos and all of that good stuff. So it's a great resource for you and your team to check that out. Again, that's rcsworks.com/rcs-live. But Jeff, we got a lot to talk about today, so let's dive right into it. We're talking about, you know, Zeta, some of the great modern features of Zeta. And I know you have a lot of extensive next-gen experience, so I would love to have you chime in and talk about some of those, you know, I say enhancements, but benefits when we upgrade to the Zeta experience. So you can see I have my Zeta system up right here. Now, a lot of this stuff, I'm going to show you some things. We're going to talk about some things. And of course, as always, we have our chat open here as well. So if you have any questions, you let us know. We have our Q&A over here. Again, from YouTube, Facebook, X, Twitch, all that good stuff. I can see your comments here as well. So if there's a certain clarification point, feel free to chime in over here. But let's first dive in and talk about, you know, first the big thing, the big difference is the Zeta innovation, the typography, how we license Zeta. So the redundancy options as well. So one of the big differences, Jeff, is we look at Zeta to Next Gen. Zeta is more of, I kind of call it a we activity, right? There's one Zeta system. And we have all of the computers, all of the stations inside of it, all of the play streams in there as well. So you can see from my Zeta over here, this is an enterprise solution. We have one Zeta system. And what that does is it allows us to have multiple users working within the software at multiple roles as well. Like little things, just even having like the multi-track editor here inside of Zeta, we can have the user Jeff have access to station A doing on-air work versus production on station B as well. And I know from the next gen world, you know, we're evolving. It's kind of like we're so used to having the what? The computer and the computer and the computer. And now we have essentially one environment in the Zeta. Do you want to comment on that, Jeff?
Well, you're exactly right, Nate. We did a lot of, kind of siloing kind of architecture with next gen, because and a lot of it revolves around the licensing where, you know, this workstation was licensed to do this and this and that. But that one was licensed for some different combination. Zeta kind of blows the top off that and says, you know what? How about we allow you to do whatever you need from anywhere? And that includes with the licensing controllability. It really is powerful, and you're not siloed like you were with NextGen.
And that also really helps out for scalability, because the idea is that as we start to introduce internet streams, different channels, let's say you buy an HD2 or a translator, when you have that existing Zeta environment, aside from, let's say, your sound card or audio over IP, we're just adding to that existing Zeta environment. And so for your licensing count, if you have, let's say, a license for three stations and you get a fourth station, well, now when we update our license, we just have four stations. And now we can allocate those stations inside of our environment, right?
Exactly right. We can do dedicated playout machines. If you want your sequencers to run in various locations, but all the audio to come out of a different machine, that's just something you couldn't do in Next Gen as easily, if at all, as you can with Zeta. We really do allow you to manipulate and manage things in fashions that just were out of the scope back 20 years ago.
Absolutely. And by the way, Peter, Mark, or Simon, you guys got questions, let me know, okay? And we're going to move a little quickly here just for time purposes, but if there's a certain topic you want us to elaborate on, please just chime in on the chat over here. And of course, if we talk about licensing and moving those around, we also fully integrate with audio over IP. be it Axia, Wheatnet, SAS source routing. We do native direct TCP UDP commands. Of course, we have HTTPS, which is a super important protocol as well these days. That's default inside of Zeta. And again, I said UDP, TCP, serial, feed through routing, all of that. It's a very sophisticated workflow here in Zeta and allows you for, again, maximum fluidity across the environment.
Very true. Very true. And the incorporation of the ability to interface routing in different protocols and just completely unknown routers to us. I mean, there's all kinds of third-party routers out there that we don't typically interface with, but they can talk UDP, TCP, whatever. And when you incorporate that type of intercommunication, that now opens your routing environment across cross platforms for video, audio, whatever you need.
I love when I give an answer or I give a little statement and Jeff just goes, yes, that's when I know I did it right. That's when I know it's good. So I'm showing a couple window screens here and I don't want to, you know, throw too much information at you in a short period of time, but there's some videos on this too on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. This is kind of what we mean with some of the stream groups where we have audio over IP or analog. We can still do analog, no problem there either. We essentially identify those play streams inside of Zeta and we assign those here. So you can see I have certain play streams across the board for a sequencer, for a hot spare, for audition, for hotkeys and stacks modules, a utility. So there's so many things you can do inside of here as well, by the way. And that's just in the stream groups. We talk about audio over IP and routing. Again, very sophisticated with direct TCP and UDP commands over there too. And then that also allows for multiple forms of redundancy in the mix as well. Again, one Zeta system. We have so many ways of doing this. And, you know, in the next gen world, we always talked about moving computers, right? That's the primary computer. That's the secondary computer. But in the Zeta world, we essentially have it's a we activity. So we essentially assign these play streams to be act as a hot spare, which is our backup, our redundancy workflow. So I've shown this in the past. You can see here I have a hotkey. And by these hotkeys are very sophisticated. I know we had some limitations in the next gen world, but in Zeta, you can do 100 by 100. It's going to be really small tile size, but you have total flexibility with these hotkeys. So what I did here is I have this activate hot spare. That's going to be, as you notice over here, I have a 1A, 1B, and 1C. These are my channels here that I have, right? They're just isolated up here. I'm going to activate my hot spare. And what that's going to do is go take those play streams, my board 1, 2, and 3, and it's going to flip it to 9A, 9B, and 9C right there. Just a digital blip. That's all it is. And now what we do from an engineering perspective is if 1A, 1B, and 1C is in the control room and 9A, 9B, and 9C is in the production room, all I did there was arm and activate a hot spare. So now this sequencer, not the computer, the sequencer is now playing over in your production studio. If I deactivate that hot spare, returning back to the 1A, 1B, and 1C, I'm essentially disarming the hot spare, returning back to the control room. And when you have this type of hot spare, because we're not moving machines, that's going to allow you to really move your environment. And I know, speaking of dongles and licensing and weird, quirky issues and stuff like that in the next gen world, you know, we're doing maintenance, Windows updates, stuff like that. Now with moving play streams, that allows you to have extra level of redundancy, but also very freely with macros or XU commands. Right, Jeff?
Well, exactly right. You know, you didn't have to restart anything on either machine to reassign play devices. They were already defined in the database to allow you to do this change. And, you know, if you had an AOIP environment with wide enough channels, the guy could still be doing production. You could hand off your on-air routines over to his machine just to handle the audio part of it, and he can continue to do production. It doesn't interfere with him. These are all background processes that you're swinging around with a button click.
And of course, last point on redundancy, we also have local audio storage as well that's extremely granular. You can see here, we can go and say how many assets do I want to save for based on the schedule for how many days. Do I want to keep the audio from hotkeys, stacks, ETM fill categories, spot block fill categories, and so much more. And we even have a little helpful estimated space here at the very top right that allows you to kind of see green's great. I have plenty of space. Yellow, if I'm adding a lot of more audio, I might be getting close to that maximum space. whereas red means that my hard drive is not big enough to encompass all the local audio storage I need to run my station. I should probably make some adjustments or upgrade our computers there as well. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Let's dive into here for user simplicity, right? The idea that, you know, you're an administrator, you're an engineer. Part of the beauty of Zeta is we want to keep things simple for the end user, as well as all different types of skill sets. If you want all the bells and whistles and features, we can do that in Zeta. If you want to keep things very simple and have just the on-air, and you can see here I have my on-air, the log module, and the library. We can lock this layout so users can't, let's say, adjust these modules. Otherwise, yeah, we could totally go and left click and move this layout up, down, left, right, put into a grid, take that same exact module, put in the center, tab these two side by side. This is totally customizable, but it's also easy to use. Take this one song here, up, down, drag it up here, put, let's say, up there, just like that. We can add that song right there. And you notice, by the way, that when we do that, it's just a drag and drop, left click, very, very simple. And what that does is we want to make sure from an engineering administrative perspective, you're not getting those phone calls being like, oh, what's going on? This is so complicated. I don't know what's going on. Now it's just, oh, just do this. It's very, very simple, very user customizable. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. And not to mention, you know, what you've shown here is all inside the product, but you know, and some of that was available with Next Gen 2, but what wasn't is the ability to left click, drag to other stuff. What if I want to put it in an email? What if I want to put it on my desktop or whatever? Yeah. All that's in Zeta. That's just, again, 20 years ago out of the scope, but today,
yeah,
absolutely a workflow essential.
And then, of course, Henrik, when we talk about adding audio, what we can do is we can essentially, I'm going to double click on a song right here, bring up one of these metadata cards and show you. It's just so powerful and uniform. So from just adding a song's perspective, of course, we can go here, the extra tab. We could burn it from a CD. We can find it via Windows Explorer. We can left click and drag it in. But we also want to keep things simple for ourselves. So we can have unlimited auto loads, right? Auto load profiles. When we go and save an asset inside of Zeta, we have a non-destructive piece of audio that we save, right? So I can go and click on this WAV file here and change this trim into there. Notice we don't delete the audio. All of that processing is done at the software level within Zeta. So I can take an MP3 WAV AAC file, bring it into Zeta, save it as a WAV file. I can then go and have non-destructive audio. We have station-specific normalization. We can do what we call a marks analysis. We set the trim in, trim out, and segue point automatically. And by the way, because you're here watching this, one of the little teasers I always like to throw out there, we have a new feature coming down the pipeline where we can take ID3 tags or AMU tags and ingest that metadata across the board, which is going to be huge. That's coming down the pipeline as well. And so again, simplicity from the user perspective, it's just making your life a lot easier.
Couldn't agree more. I really think just the workflows have become so dynamic now that, you know, nobody's dubbing in stuff in real time much anymore. It's everything's coming in via auto load and file transfer and stuff. And being able to predefine all that to automatically ingest it into the system allows you to do all kinds of other things. So,
absolutely. And of course, then you have pitchless stretch and squeeze. We didn't get a chance to talk about it just yet. Also, G Selector integration that's in the mix as well. G Selector will go and essentially schedule logs, send it to Zeta automatically. No more flat file assignment. You're not adding a song twice, once in your scheduler, once in your automation system. That includes Aquira integration as well. We can essentially go and send a traffic log from Aquira over to Zeta, make live changes in Aquira. That's displayed over in Zeta as well. G Selector has live reconciliation. So if I drop a song, it's immediately reflected over in G Selector. If I add a song in G Selector, it's added in Zeta. Add in Zeta, it's added in G Selector. They all act as one entity for a much easier streamlined experience from the user's perspective.
Yeah, not to mention the ability for consideration windows. So if you're, hey, if I want to change a song out, G Selector can provide Zeta with consideration information so you don't even have to leave the environment to figure out what to replace it with.
Yeah. And then, of course, then we have this detach play button, which we haven't talked about just yet. So Zeta has what we call detach play out that allows you to essentially close Zeta and it still runs in the background because Zeta runs on services. We can assign those services to offload the balance, the load balance, or we can go and say certain things like, hey, this machine is in charge of Zeta to go because that machine has the proper VPN access for our network. And what that does is it allows us to start assigning these roles to computers. While from the user perspective, it's a simple, I know I can close Zeta and I'm not going to go off the air. In fact, a lot of our users talking about some of those advanced hotkeys here can actually go and say a little workflows where I'm leaving for the day. That's going to put Zeta in auto mode. It's going to disable the board. The user's told to close Zeta. So anybody comes in after hours can start clicking around. We're never going to affect the on-air playout. And that's because Zeta's running in the background, right? They don't see anything from the user's perspective. Then when they go to sign in, like let's say Jeff's the morning show. Jeff opens up Zeta, signs in with Jeff the username. Jeff has his full user rights and restrictions. Jeff can then go have his own personalized layout, either simple or complex, exactly where he wants it. And then all he does is click on this enable board live assist hotkey. And now we're back live with the board. We're on live assist mode and life is great, which is just, again, a very powerful tool, but it's also great for some security aspects as well.
I was going to say, not only does that work nicely in studio, this will be a transition kind of into, I think, our next area here, being able to put my stuff on the air from afar. I can put a hotkey that takes care of the routing for me as well.
Absolutely. And I also, having that detached playout, it allows us to have some remote capabilities as well. So now we're pivoting from in studio. Notice how we're having a layout that's Jeff on the air, Jeff production with a multi-track editor, different users. So like Jeff could be a PD of station A, but doing production on station B. We have that fluidity from the user's perspective. But then when we add that detached playout, and Zeta to go, which is just a URL, we can now continue to operate locally from your own home, right? With Zeta to go. Now, I opened up 6 modules here. I know it's a slightly little busy layout here, but you can have up to 1 to 6 layouts. I want to show you very quickly how it works across the board. So we have the on-air module here, and that does control the actual on-air layout. Down below here, I have my log module. You notice here, I have a little voice track that I did. There's my voice tracker module there. I can right-click on this. You can see all the options there. I have my library. I continue to add elements remotely. In fact, we have a user by me during COVID. He is a production director of 7 stations, does about 100 spots a day on Pro Tools. He can, yes, incorporate Pro Tools into Zeta so that he can edit an asset from Zeta in Pro Tools, save it. And he was working remotely, so what he was doing is just building 100 assets, throwing it into an autoload folder that's both station-specific and asset-type-specific. And all he was doing here was going to the spots, clicking on the last modified date, and just, you know, saying, okay, here you go. Make sure my spots are there. Turn that macro or micro workflow into a macro workflow, which is huge, right? And again, controlling the on-air product. I have a live appearance. I can just have a laptop with a built-in VPN for security. You get a USB microphone, so you sound great. And now you're controlling the product. So now I can do certain things like I can skip songs in here. I can change the actual on-air module. I always say if you, let's say, a morning show broadcasting live every Friday at a diner, the mayor comes in, he's running late. Well, I can just add some songs, unskip songs, whatever it is. I have full control of my station here in my Zeta to go. And then, of course, I have little things like hotkeys. So one thing that's cool is we have some of our users interpret this hotkey that essentially allows you to go and say, I'm not going to buy a full Zeta client for, let's say, a morning show for one user. We have some users that bring their iPads in and then have essentially the color commentary, have all the hotkey sound effects all in their iPad. And they're chiming in with the live morning show. They can see what's coming up. They can fire hotkeys. And then when they're done, they just, you know, close their iPad and they're done. The session's closed. So there's a lot of ways users interpret this. Live broadcast, remote voice tracking, live hotkeys, those live appearances at a car dealership, right? Before it was you had to call in and all this crazy sophisticated stuff. Now, instead of to go, I can go and voice track and insert that in the next element. If I want to do it here in this live news, doesn't stop me from voice tracking right from here in the next element. So again, Zedigo, a very powerful tool. We start to incorporate some of these remote capabilities. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. Very powerful tool.
Let's see here, as we're continuing down our little checklist here. And then, so as you can see, we're laying this foundation. In case you're just tuning in, we're talking about some of the great benefits of Zeta, especially for those users who are upgrading from NextGen to Zeta. One thing I forgot to mention, too, it's just a URL. That's all it is for Zeta to go. So Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Edge, iPad, Android, you can access the internet. You can access your Zeta to go. It works on concurrent seats. And also, you do need a VPN for access. That's pretty kind of normal these days as well. So again, talking about the sophisticated topography of Zeta, allowing engineers to have way more flexibility, especially with audio over IP and all those different protocols. Simple use from the user perspective, allowing you just to drag and drop, keep things simple. That detached playout, allowing you to control Zeta in different computers, closing Zeta, not affecting the on-air product, as well as allowing you to use Zeta to go. And then, of course, then we're in the really fun stuff, Jeff, which is like, you know, the modern features, how we connect different sites with site replication, Zcast. Site replication is the we activity. We're all in sync. Zcast is more of a push-pull. You need this. I need this. And we have some modern features coming down that pipeline as well with site replication. And then there's Zeta splits. The idea that we have one main feed and we split away for a different form of content. The most common example, your internet stream. You have a sporting event that's not allowed to play on your internet stream. We can essentially split away during that time and play a different traffic log, play a different program log. It's a very powerful tool. In fact, if you go to our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live, you'll see tons of videos how to not only build your splits, but over in Europe, they're doing essentially a morning show with 500 stations, and they are actually splitting all 500 stations while simultaneously airing the same live morning show. And that's just huge, right, Jeff?
Absolutely, yeah. Site rep, you know, it really brings the, I guess, kind of changes the game, I think, in my opinion, over in the next gen's WANcast. That has an analogous as Zcast, but site rep is truly gives you that ability to hand, like just like how you could hand stuff off between modules on your own site. Now you can do it cross site. So you want to do a morning show in a different market, you can do all that.
Yeah. Right, Costas. And again, any questions, Jeff and I are here to answer your questions. We have our chat open here on the right-hand side. Starting to kind of wrap up a little bit here. So you got any questions, please chime in right now. We're talking about some of the modern features of Zeta. Just little things like futuristic stuff. APIs are becoming such a big deal these days. So the API huge. Communication is there, right? That's
absolutely huge. People want to get metadata to websites. They want to get metadata to the artist experience. You got to push it everywhere now. And it's good. Yes. It's bi-directional. Somebody wants to throw some content in, you know, you got to be able to get to it through the web API from other third-party vendors. This is the magic
for
today's workflow.
Yeah, so the API aspect, the HTTPS protocols we talked about earlier as well, easily integrates into third-party radio products. You know, I'm always on the road. I love it when I get to go and see people and users who are like, hey, I just bought this new third-party service, and it's a plug-and-play with Zeta because it's modern enough that I know it just works, right? We evolve with the radio environment right now. And then, of course, I should mention, too, the unlimited now playing live metadata profiles. Jeff was talking about how to, you know, we're push-pulling everything everywhere. You know, unlimited autoloads, unlimited now playing live metadata. These are all things you can do inside of Zeta. The background recording, way more user-friendly for the engineer and for the user as well. I mentioned the built-in multi-track editor in there. Some users, they don't want to purchase an extra Adobe license, or they just want to have a quick, efficient. This is a great production director tool that can also include VST plugins if you wanted to as well. So this allows you to have a lot of, you know, again, versatile roles from the same seat across multiple stations. And with the site rep and the Zcast, now we're saying that Jeff is working on air station A, doing production for station B. Zcasting a spot from market A to market B, all from the same exact chair, which is huge.
It is. It is. And, you know, it, once you start interconnecting all this stuff, you know, another area that I think Zetter really shines in is bringing in security to help tighten that environment and make it, make sure that all your umbilicals and all your interconnections, you know, are reliable and tight and secure so you don't have exposures. And Zetter's got an awful lot of development in that area.
Jeff, a radio pro, transitioning right into our next topic, which, of course, is the elephant in the room that I know you don't want to talk about it, but shout out to the guy who had the Windows XP machine. Guys, gals, listen, I know it's a thing we don't want to talk about, but cybersecurity is a very, it's not going away. It's evolving as well. And, you know, many modern programmers and engineers need to acknowledge what this is. And, you know, one of the things that Zetter has been doing, and we did this approach about a couple, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we started putting some of those cybersecurity things in the background. And my favorite part about when they talk to me about some of these, you know, features they put in and the little gotchas, make sure, you know, we protect the user and your environment from, you know, hackers and whatever it is they didn't tell me what it was. They were like, if we tell Nate what the features are, he's going to either tell somebody or do whatever. So it is very top secret under the hood here at RCS. We have all these little things that we have in place, but there's also some, you know, very reliable user front facing ones. Like, for example, little things like the content stores, that's your audio, right? That is your SQL backups. That's your audio. We want to restrict that. So you might have noticed there's a new update credentials there. And that's because we can have proper user rights and access to that storage path, the UNC path, to make sure an extra level of security that's there. We don't write things, you know, on Java. We have modern code. In fact, one of the things that we did during COVID is we realized that not a lot of users are going to update some of their everyday Zetta during a time of crisis. And so we took that time, that period, to really start to develop under the hood, you know, features and scalability. And, you know, one of our great users is, you know, SiriusXM, and they have tons of stations and redundancies in place. And you think of that scale, we just want to keep growing because they're going to grow and we want to grow with you as well. And so when we talk about that evolving technology, the cybersecurity, Zetta is not only built for that to begin with this modern code, but we're also evolving with you as well. Active Directory, we're incorporating some of our aspects into single sign-on integration when applicable. We have the virtualization, I said VST plugins, the API communication we talked about beforehand, administrative rights in the mix there as well. And just, and of course, all of this, Jeff, and we also incorporate Zetta Cloud Disaster Recovery into the mix as well, that it starts to allow you to have that hybrid environment so we can offload our SQL backups, our audio.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Our audio, SQL backups. Go ahead. Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I was saying, you know, you can have many backups, but if they're all in one location and you have a fire or a flood or whatever, it becomes problematic. And so this a little bit ties back in with an earlier thing we talked about too, about making it easier for the user. The Zetta Cloud, it's kind of a seamless background process that make sure all of your stuff is up in the cloud. You didn't have to, remember to run backups or whatever. I mean, it's doing it for you constantly. And once it's up there, not only is it available for you to pull back down in the event that your stuff does get burned, flooded, whatever, hacked, or, you know, whatever it is, somehow if they do it, you got to bring it back in. You can get it back down from the cloud, but you can also play from the cloud, you know, and while you're covering your meantime. So it's a wonderful, wonderful out of band support and backup plan.
Yeah, and we have great videos on disaster recovery plans and how-tos and workflows over on our archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. And of course, as we talk about evolving technology, yeah, those are the negatives. Fine, whatever, right? The world is getting the cybersecurity, fine, whatever. There's also fun stuff. There's connecting Zetta to different Zetta systems. There is incorporating the cloud. There is the play streams. There is having your app with all of those different ones. If there's an artist who's coming out with a brand new album and you want to launch a 24/7 artist station for 2 weeks, we can do that. And we start talking about Zetta Cloud DR. We're also talking about Zetta Cloud Automation. and allowing you to essentially go and saying, I want to put a channel on my app of 24/7 Billie Eilish. Done. We can do that. No problem. Right. And then all of a sudden, Zeta Cloud has an encoder built into it. So I can go and broadcast with Revma, our content delivery network. And that allows you to put different bit rates and put it wherever you want to put it. And now from a programming standpoint, we have that hybrid flexibility of having both the terrestrial with Zeta in a studio and having Zeta Cloud to have some offsite and, you know, different types of programming online, which is, again, as you start to evolve, this is the fun stuff we can do in regards to programming.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the features we talk about, like the multi-tracker, things like, I hear it from a lot of next-gen guys that, you know, I'm happy with my next-gen. But you know what? Your next-gen is long in the tooth now. You're going to have so many of the same ideas and concepts, except way updated in Zeta, are there. It's different, but it's better. The time to really consider upgrading from next-gen is now.
Yeah. So last call for questions. Kai, I saw you. Thanks for checking in. It's been a while, Kai. RD, any questions? Costas, let me know if you have any questions as well. Just to review here, we talked about in this video, we look at, you know, upgrading from next gen to Zeta, the innovation that Zeta has, the modern features it has, from just the we aspect, the topography, moving licensing around, no longer tied to dongles that are there. We have, you know, audio over IP and analog routing. We can do direct native connections with TCP UDP commands. I mentioned the HTTPS, multiple forms of redundancy with hot sparing and local storage and Zeta Cloud disaster recovery. And again, from an administrative perspective, we want to keep things simple for you. We don't want to have those calls saying, this is a very complex piece of software. No, it's a drag and drop. It's very user specific. We can lock modules. For example, in the hotkeys for our part-timers, we can lock certain things so that it's there. This is what you want to use. Don't change it too much, right? Unlimited autoload profiles, multiple ways to add audio with non-destructive audio. We can take an MP3, bring it in, save it as a wave, do a MARX analysis, define the trim in, trim out, segue point, station-specific normalization as well. It's non-destructive audio. Pitchless stretch and squeeze in there. Integration with G-Selector and Aquira. Just unlimited layouts that are there too, the detached playout. So I can go and access my Zeta to go over here. I can control the audio remotely, edit the log, add songs, voice track, fire hotkeys, take a snapshot and take a look at how my station's doing from an engineering perspective as well. Those modern features with Siterep, Zcast, splits, the API communication, little things, the background recorder, built-in multi-track editor. And again, as we evolve the technology, we are fully versed in cybersecurity. We're evolving as that evolves as well. Active Directory, we're starting to incorporate some single sign-on where applicable. Virtualization in the mix. We have a lot of users asking about virtualization. From my perspective, it's really about redundancy, budget, and the air chain and price, right? That's the three things in my mind. You can do all of that with VMs as long as those boxes are checked off as well. And all of this incorporating with Zeta Cloud DR, it allows you to start having this new modern radio delivery, this hybrid model of having Zeta and then having Zeta Cloud to incorporate some of your programming as well. And as Mark put it very accurately, thank you, Mark, Zeta, super powerful for the enterprise and also simple for the end user as well. Thank you, Mark. So yes, hey, Jeff, anything you want to add for that?
No, I really think we certainly there's a lot of little nuances and differences and things, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a bit different than next gen, but boy, is it way better.
That is a great way to put it, Jeff, and leave it off there too. So different, but better, right? So any questions, if you're curious about upgrading, reach out to your local RCS sales representative. Of course, you can always email myself. I mean, you can email Jeff too if you wanted to, but there's tons of ways to reach out to us. And we have a couple other RCS lives in the mix as well. Some surprises going in the pipeline too. So check out our socials. We'll post. We have a next RCS live coming up. Of course, you have the archive, rcsworks.com/rcs-live. We are here to help. Any questions, always reach out, right? We're here to help you. That's the idea. We're going to keep things simple for you. So that's Jeff. I'm Nate. Thank you so much. I'll see you again on a Thursday for an RCS Live.